Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe. Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously, your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
This is another KCVA production. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Don't forget to smash that like and subscribe.
You wanna listen in your ride? Even when you in your crib? Are you ready for this trip?
What's going on, world?
What's happening? Had to do an extra for them Falcons. Let's go, rise up, baby.
We are the KC Vibe Podcast, and we're back to vibe with you guys one more again.
Yeah, what's going on, people?
If you are new here, welcome.
Yeah.
If you've been here before, welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Yep. Welcome back. I ain't gonna do it.
Welcome I ain't gonna do back. It.
Yeah.
Welcome.
You already know. I know you like that.
How you doing today?
I'm good. How about yourself? How you doing?
I'm baby? Good. I'm good. Yeah. I'm feeling great. Feeling great.
You feeling great. You looking great.
I appreciate it. You know, I feel a lot better than I did last week.
Yeah, that's good. Sound better.
Last week, I felt like I was knocking on the door.
Yeah, well, I'm glad that nobody else. I'm glad you're still here, Ray.
But we are back to vibe with you guys yet one more time. And it feels good to be back one more time to vibe with you guys. Mm-hmm. So today, was it last podcast or the podcast before last? I said we're going to talk about spiciness in a relationship outside of the bedroom. You remember?
I think it was the one before last.
Yeah, and one thing that we are, like, really big on is date night, right?
Yeah, gotta be.
And date nights consist of different things, like, within our relationship.
Yeah.
Just depends on how we feel in and what we feel like doing that day. But I want to talk about date nights on a dime versus balling on a budget.
Okay, that sounds interesting.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It seems like nowadays more and more couples are not doing date nights because they're putting like price tags on it. Like,
yeah.
Can't afford to do this, so we're just not gonna do it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I wanna talk about the difference between the two or whatever, you know?
Okay.
And what date nights should really be measured on. Like, should it be measured on the size of the bill, or should it be measured on, you know, the size of the vibe?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But, as always, I'm going to start with a quote.
Go ahead and get it then.
All right, so the quote that I'm going to start with here is from an unknown author. So I don't know who this author is.
Okay.
But it says, date nights is a chance to reignite the spark that started it all.
Okay.
One more time? All right.
Go ahead. One more game.
It says, date nights or date night is a chance to reignite the spark that started it all.
Okay. All right. So that spark that started out just reflaming that bad boy, just like a furnace.
And a little bit of gasoline to the fire. Exactly. So my question, starting off with you, can I put my foot up?
Of course, baby. You ain't gotta ask my legs to
fall asleep. Okay, so starting with you, okay?
Yeah.
Because I know with you, once upon a time, you did have the mindset where if it wasn't expensive, it wasn't really
anything.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what are your thoughts on date night?
Date night, I mean, to me, of course, you gotta have a budget. I mean, you gotta have a budget to me. But back in them days right there, you know, I wasn't making too many ends like that. You know, I can only spend what I had. But still had to make sure we had enough to make sure we got the important stuff done. But I believe that it doesn't really have to be extravagant. You know, it's not about the actual place that you go to. It's about the time that you spend with each other.
Right.
It's not about going to a 5-star restaurant, you know, where the cheapest thing on the menu is $300. It's not about that. It's about me being, we could do a date night. I'm not saying this is what I do, but if you can only afford to do so, it's McDonald's, Burger King or something. I mean, it doesn't really have to be that extravagant, as long as you're eating with each other, you know what I'm saying, having a conversation with each other, letting each other know how much you love each other, and how you feel about each other.
Right.
The extravagance shouldn't matter. That'll come with time. Eventually.
Yeah.
If that's what you enjoy, you know. Yeah.
I mean, honestly, to me, I've always been like this, so, you know, it's nothing new, but it's like romance does not always mean expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't always have to blow a bag in order for it to be romantic.
See, look, you know what I'm saying? Hey, tell you here, you fellas, I got me a good girl, okay? I got me a good girl. See? You won't hear a lot of women saying that though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's just in general, my bad, I got an email. It's just in general. So one thing that was an issue within our relationship is the fact that we had small kids.
Yeah.
And parenthood is like pricey. And when you don't have the help around you to, you know, be like, hey, we'll keep an eye on the kids while you guys go do this, that, and the third, you have to learn to improvise. You get what I'm saying? And a lot of times, those improvisions?
I mean, I think it's
so, sometimes when you have to improvise stuff, it's not going to be this extravagant type thing. So let's throw out some ideas, balling on the budget, all right?
All right, let's go.
So, me personally, one of my favorite date night things that we used to do that was considered, you know, balling on a budget. You know what I'm saying? In the day, when you couldn't afford to go out and do all this stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got a cheap bottle of wine. You like a little $7. You remember that? What did we used to drink? It was like in the
blue. It was like a church wine, wasn't it?
No. It was in the blue.
MD 2020?
No. It was in the blue bottle. You remember the first time we bought it, we didn't have a cork, so we had to break the top
open. It was some type of Prosecco, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't Prosecco. It wasn't.
It was a sweet wine.
It was a sweet wine.
Yeah.
But you know, we used to get a bottle of wine.
Yeah.
And the kids, once they get bathed and put to bed for the night or whatever, we just take a bottle of wine, crack open a bottle of wine, put like a pallet on the floor.
Yeah.
Watch a movie with the wine, the snacks and all that. Max budget. That's back in the, we've been together for a minute.
Yeah.
So this back in the, this back in the day when you used to, you couldn't get streaming services. You used to actually have to go rent movies.
Yeah, Redbox.
So we go to Redbox, Blockbusters.
Blockbusters,
it was before Redbox. We go to Blockbusters.
Yeah.
You get a movie, you know, and you sit down and you chill and you watch that movie.
Yeah.
You drink that bottle of wine and you enjoy each other's company.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And that right there to me was a date night. And that was a date night that you know, I appreciated. And it didn't cost us an arm, a leg, and a small piece of your nose in order to do so. Yep. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You laid that better than what I was thinking. I was finna say two booty cheeks.
What?
Arm and leg and two booty cheeks.
Wow, you can't just have one booty cheek.
You got to, hey.
Not both of them.
It's 2025, none of them.
But it's like that right there is a perfect example of that whole having to ball on a budget and being cool with it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I definitely know what you're saying because we experienced it. We went through it. And let me tell you, man, look, I come, you being my wife.
Mm-hmm.
Having my kids, even back then, you know, all I wanted was the best for you. You know, I was not satisfied with just giving you the bare minimum. And of course, we had a good time. We enjoyed each other's company, but I still felt like I was lacking in that area because of the fact that I couldn't go get you a bottle of Cristal if I wanted to. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I can afford that now, but.
You know, that's what we were talking about the other day. Yeah, just because you can afford it, don't mean you want it.
Exactly.
It's like you can afford to go out and get it, but do I want to do this?
Exactly. But it's just me being a man. I'm like, man, I got to get, look, she done had my beautiful children. She done been there for me. She done supported me through thick and thin, through the good times and the bad times. I want to get the best for her. And if you ain't making ends like that, you know, you can't do that. You can't do, you can say you want to, but you really can't. And I'm happy at the fact that that stuff did not, you didn't care about that.
Yeah.
You didn't care about that. Like, it's just about spending time together. $20. We good.
You know,
we good on $20.
You know, something we used to do for free that, like, well, I guess it wasn't free because technically we paid for gas. But you know, one thing that I used to like enjoy doing that we used to do early on.
Yeah.
When the kids had a hard time sleeping.
Oh, yeah.
I know. You remember we used to load them up in the car, right? Yeah. And we used to go and we used to just find like expensive, rich neighborhoods.
Yep.
And we used to just drive around and talk about, that's going to be our house one day.
Yeah, so enough.
That's what we're going to be living one day. And we used to just have, like, a smooth R&B going in the background.
Yep.
Us just driving while we trying to get, because we had little bitties.
Yeah, the big
like,
three.
We had little bitties. So trying to get them to calm down, go to sleep for the night, but still having that moment to just enjoy one another.
Yeah.
And stuff like that is like, it's memorable because time is something that once it's gone, it's gone.
It's gone, exactly.
So being able to spend that time with one another, to build those memories with one another, that right there, you know,
yeah,
was a big impact.
Yeah.
So that's what is it? Balling on a budget, right?
Yeah. Can I add something? During that time, what's up? Was you looking at Brandy?
No. Your phone is ringing.
It is? Okay, it's okay. They're calling me back. During that time, I didn't even realize we were building memories.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like, okay, we're finna hop in the car,
put
the kids in the car so they can calm down, hopefully go to sleep or something like that. But I did not realize we were building memories until later.
Right.
When the kids got older.
I'm
like, man, I remember when we, you know what I'm saying, we put them in the car, you know what I'm saying, this, that, and the third. It's crazy how that works, huh?
Right.
That's all right, you can go to the next thing.
So the next thing is balling out.
Okay.
Balling. So there is a time and a place for luxury, people say. You get what I'm saying? You can go do the fancy dinners. You can go do the rooftop lounges. And the expensive outfits that go with it and all that other stuff. And it's great. It's a great thing, right?
Good experience,
But you know a question that popped up when I was thinking?
What's that?
I was thinking, balling out, right, on a date night, is it about romance and being romantic towards your partner, or has now 2025 and social media, has it made it more about ego and image?
Well, it's a mixture of both, I believe. Now, the primary reason is to be intimate with your partner, but showing your partner, hey, look, I'm doing this because I love you and I want the best for you. And I want us to have a great time, because nothing, the value of a daughter goes a long way.
Yeah.
But you do have these people that just do stuff for clout, and they go to places knowing they really can't even afford it. And they post it all over Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, whatever you want to call it. And they do it
for an image,
that way, for an image, and it's not for love,
right?
Because you see these same people doing all that stuff, and then a week later they ain't even with that person. You know what I'm saying? Or they not married or something. It's okay to show what you're doing to enjoy your life, but just make sure you're doing it for the right reason. Do it because, hey, babe, I love you. I want to experience this with you. You know what I'm saying? God gave us the opportunity to do this, let's do it. We ain't doing it for nobody else. We're doing it for each other.
Yeah, and that's, you have, especially like now, we are, you know, in the podcast, and we have the podcast Facebook pages and TikTok pages and all that, that I really need to do better at uploading stuff. But it's like, yeah, it is the image where you want to put people in the inside. And, you know, I joke around all the time. I'll be like, the camera gonna eat first. Like, whenever we go somewhere, the camera gonna eat first. But there's so many things that we do, places that we go, that I haven't even uploaded on social media yet. Which, like I said, I have to get better at that. Because, you know, we are putting our relationship out there, you know, having people be a part of it and all that. But it's just, you get so caught up in the intimate moments that you forget to take pictures, that you don't take pictures, that you don't, you know, have those experiences. Yeah. Or I have a whole kittle caboodle, of pictures and videos in my phone that no one's ever seen. You know what I'm saying? Not those. So I saw your eyes.
Nobody don't need to see. You know what I'm talking about?
That no one's ever seen. You know, I don't want to post it, or it's just I haven't posted them. Again, it's something that we got to get better at. But image, you know, nowadays.
We show enough. I think we show plenty.
Yeah, I show a lot on my personal pages.
Yeah.
I'm talking about like the KC Vibe.
On this platform.
Okay. I need to, the KC Vibe page. I need to upload some more stuff. But it's like I stopped putting a lot of my personal life out there. Because I ain't gonna lie. Story time. We haven't done story time in a minute, right?
Go ahead.
Story time.
I don't even know this story. This is about to surprise me. What's up?
Oh, you gonna know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Years ago. Five, 6 years ago, maybe. I don't know. We went on it. It was around COVID-ish. So it had to have been like 4 or 5 years ago, right? We went on a couple's date. Remember? We went out with the Wards. Remember that?
We done
been to the comedy show.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know that.
No, it was around. What was it around COVID? It was before COVID.
Before a little bit before COVID.
It was before COVID. Yeah. And we went to that comedy show.
Yeah.
And T and I went to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And this lady complimented my boots or whatever. She was like, hey, them boots are cute. You know, girls, that's what girls do. They be like, oh, your shoes are cute. Oh, thanks, girl. Got them on sale. You know, appreciate it, all that. Had the whole conversation. Didn't think nothing of it, right?
Yeah.
So at the time, my sister, my middle sister lived here. Her and her now wife lived here, right? So she calls me the next day and she was like, hey, did you go to a comedy show over the weekend? I was like, yeah, we went to a comedy show. It was a good time. She said, by chance, did you run into anybody there? I was like, you know, it was a lot of people there. Yeah. I ran into people. She said, did someone compliment your shoes?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, that's oddly specific.
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, she's an inmate at this prison. She went to that show thinking that I was gonna be there, and it was at that moment that I stopped. Look, it was my sister's stalker that caused me to stop putting my whereabouts out. So now, whereas you know, you get on Facebook and there's like upcoming events, and it's like you put that you're interested in that event. I stopped doing that because apparently Shorty was able to find out where I was going to be at because I put on Facebook that I was interested in going to this comedy show. You know what I'm saying? Yep. So that's why a lot of stuff started becoming more so private.
Yeah.
Like where I'm going to be at.
Yeah.
Because it's like, that was low key kind of creepy.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And that's how a lot of people get hemmed up.
Yeah.
Especially, if you going by yourself and stuff like that.
Right. And like I said, I didn't think nothing of it.
Yeah.
You know, we just laughed it off, kept going, not knowing that that was a whole dang near stalker. And like my sisters are not on social media.
Yeah.
Like they don't want to be on social media. They're cool not being on social media. You can't Google them, jokers, nothing. You can't find them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So a lot of times when people are looking for them,
mm-hmm.
they can go off of me and my whereabouts.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's what happened. Shorty saw that I was going to be there and hoped that I was going to be there with my sister.
Yeah. I mean.
And that's kind of creepy.
Yeah, people do stuff like that.
So that's why a lot of my stuff became like private.
Yeah.
So if I do post a date night or something that I did, I will post it afterwards.
Yeah.
I'll post it after I have left the event and I am back at home in my pajamas.
I mean, that's the safe way to do it.
You know what I'm saying?
The best so safe way to do it.
I think for me, that's what separated that line of, oh, I'm finna do this, you know, just to put out there where I'm at, holding this image and all that. That right there is what kind of turned me off. That whole image thing.
Yeah. I understand that.
Because
I
mean, that was weird.
Because you do got some weird people out there.
Right.
And you people look for people all the time. And especially in our line of work professionally. But, yeah, I think that making plans to do stuff and posting it after you've done it is smart. Instead of posting it saying, hey, I'm going to be here on this day here.
Yeah,
you know,
and that right there was crazy.
Yeah.
But I digress.
Yeah,
going back to my topic here. last week, it's moving into part three here, right?
Yeah.
Last week we talked about love languages.
Yeah.
And individual love languages and all that. So, this next one is the clash of the love languages. Okay.
Are they clashing?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, some people feel that experiences and gifts, that luxury, lavish lifestyle, dates and all that, that's their love language. That gifts, that experiences, that's going out, doing stuff, you know. And some people like thoughtfulness, quality time. Yeah. It can be cheap as long as it's meaningful.
Yeah.
You know, they just, that's their love language, you know. And the clash happens because some people You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Some people have champagne vibes, but they are working with a lemonade budget.
Yeah. Yep.
And they don't know how to meet in the middle.
Yeah. And that could be hard, though. I mean, because, like I said, bring that up again, right? I want the best for this person,
mm-hmm.
but I might not be able to afford
right
the best.
Right.
I mean, it's...
That makes you kind of second-guess your partner a little bit.
Yeah, it do.
Because it's like, if I know that you cannot afford to take me to the expensive restaurant and a hotel afterwards and all that, my expectations cannot be like, hey, I want to do this, and the third, knowing that you can't afford it.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, it's just like me... No, and I only make $50 a week, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you asking me, hey, baby, I want to go to Benihana. I'm like, baby, I mean, I could take you to Dairy Queen.
Not Dairy Queen. You can't Benihana. Take the girl to Olive Garden.
I mean, you probably
give it a little bit of Red Lobster.
$50 a week. I don't think
What's
so.
What's that? there was some Applebee's or something. Yeah. You gonna take the girl to Dairy Queen?
I mean, hey, Dairy Queen.
You could do a 2 for $20 at Applebee's. You just cheap at that point.
No.
Nah, that's just man. Cheap I'm at just, that point.
But that's what I'm saying. That's that line.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that you gotta come to an agreement with the person that you're with. Hey, look, this is all I can afford.
Right.
And if that person can't respect that, what are we doing?
Yeah. I mean, I agree with that because a lot of people can't afford, like, we couldn't afford to go out and do fancy restaurants and stuff on Valentine's Day because we had kids with no babysitter.
Yeah.
And ain't nobody trying to be out on Valentine's Day listening to a toddler next to them screaming, yell.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's like I had to go and buy... We used to go to, what was that grocery store? The Price Chopper.
Price Chopper.
Let's go to the Price Chopper. They used to have this Valentine's Day deal where, this is back when I actually ate meat. So if you know me now, you know I don't eat meat. I'm a vegetarian. I did not eat meat. But back in the day, I used to, you know, eat meat, used to love a steak. So we used to go and get the Valentine's Day deal, right?
Yeah.
Where... It comes with one steak.
Mm-hmm.
It comes with, two steaks. and two lobster tails.
Yeah.
Right? You used to get those
potato,
two steaks. No, we
that.
Used to have to buy that on the side. So you get the two steaks and the two lobster tails. I think it was like $20, right? For those two. And then we'll have to go.
Cheap.
Yeah.
That was cheap.
Then we had to go. And this is why I'm saying that balling on the budget.
Yeah.
And then, you know, around Valentine's Day, they like upping prices on stuff.
Yeah.
So instead of going buying chocolate covered strawberries, we used to make our own. You remember?
Yeah.
So we used to make our own chocolate covered strawberries. We used to do that 2 for $20 deal.
Yeah.
And we used to make that or whatever. And then we used to buy like potatoes on the side to make like loaded potatoes and all that. Max that we spent on our Valentine's meal was probably about $35.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that was expensive back then. So like $35 we spent on that meal. You know, we make the kids food and all that.
Yep.
The kids will eat. The kids will watch their movie. And then later on we will light the candles. And you remember in Germany, we really couldn't go nowhere, right?
Because
we had like no pot, no window, no nothing. So we used to like light the candles.
Yep.
We didn't even have like the long stem romantic candles. It used to be like regular, smegler, the Glade candles that you're supposed to light to make your house smell good.
Yep.
You used to light those, you know what I'm saying? And just have a meal with it.
Uh-huh.
We laugh about it now, but back in the day, you couldn't tell us nothing.
We was doing what we had to do.
Like, that was the ish, and that came from me knowing my part. I knew that we did not have money to be like, hey, we finna make reservations to go ball out at this rate. No, we didn't have the money to do that.
Yeah.
So we had to use what we had, you know what I'm saying, yeah, to build off of that and to make memories. I think nowadays we live in a society where people are ashamed to do that.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, dudes are ashamed to be like, hey, I just ain't got it, because you have so many females out here who's like, I want a rich nigga.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
And it's all for clout, man.
Yeah, it's like you have all these females out here who are living with this, you know, city girl status. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, shorty ain't bringing nothing to the table.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, you want to deal with this rich guy. You want to have all this stuff given to you and all that other stuff. And I think that right there is what ruins a lot of relationships nowadays.
Yeah.
You got to be able to realize your partner ain't got it and be okay with that. Because one day, like, now we're reaping the benefits, because now it's like, yeah, we can go out on a random Tuesday and just go do a dinner somewhere. But we couldn't do that back in the day. And we had to ride with it.
Let me tell you, man. I mean, it's a sad thing to see, too. Now, I mean, it's on both sides, but majority it's the women. Hey, I don't have number love for everybody out there. I respect people, but majority, you see the women out there, like you said, not offering nothing, not bringing that to the table. Only thing they bringing, go ahead and sneeze. You got. Only thing they bringing to the table is a body.
Excuse me.
A body. When I say a body, they don't pay for a BBL or something. And so they think that that's enough for a man, and that man supposed to give up all he got and all he don't work for a BBL.
Mm-hmm.
No, no, I'm not getting with you for your body. I'm getting with you because I'm trying to start something. I'm trying to start a relationship.
You know, what's
and build
funny?
Towards that.
I read. I was reading earlier today of a quote that was from Nas,
mm-hmm.
right? It was Nas talking about his relationship with Khalees or whatever. And he was like, dang, I'm going to have to find it because I actually screenshotted it. And he was like, you know, the big booty had me chasing. You know what I'm saying? He talked about how, like, the physical attraction to, like, random females.
Yeah.
Is what got his attention, what made him want to, you know,
do
all that other stuff. But he said the thing that had me crying, begging for a second chance, was that girl with the smile, the personality, the one that was just there for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So a lot of people feel like that image that you bring to the table, yeah, that's cute or whatever for the moment, but what can you do for me emotionally?
Exactly.
Because you can do a lot of stuff for me physically, but what can you do for me emotionally?
Exactly.
And that goes back to having that emotional connection.
And that's what I'm saying. It's got to be both.
Right.
One ain't greater than the other one. It's both.
Yeah.
And if you... let me tell you something, though. I'm going to tell you something. That BBL ain't going to look good forever. You know what I'm saying? So what's going to happen after that?
Yeah.
So,
that's that... That knowing your partner, knowing what they can bring to the table, and being appreciative.
Gotta be.
Like, a lot of people are not appreciative. A lot of people are like, you just got me these little bit of flowers. Flowers are expensive.
Entitlement, man.
Look, flowers are expensive.
Yeah. That ain't cheap.
So the little bitty, you know, half a dozen of roses that you're complaining about because you wanted a full dozen just cost old buddy about $40.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like people need to learn how to be more grateful, more appreciative. And when they learn how to appreciate the small stuff, you know, that right there is where it matters. Because if you can appreciate the small stuff, when the big stuff comes along, it's just going to be that
it's
much better.
That much fun.
Now,
Part
4.
All right.
The spicy twist. Yes. So, can both broke nights and bougie nights lead to a fun night in the bedroom?
Absolutely. It don't matter.
Vibing out.
The money ain't got nothing to do with the performance.
It's funny that you say that. Because, again, the society that we live in a society now where people are like, what you bring to the table is, I don't know if you remember, there was this trend going on.
Okay.
Where they bring the check to the table.
Yeah.
And the dude will look at the girl and be like, am I getting something tonight? And the girl be like, I remember no. That.
Yeah.
And dude be like, okay,
I'm different.
Two separate bills, yeah, please. Yeah. So a lot of times in today's society, it's like the play afterwards is what happens beforehand.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, but the thing is, though, I mean, we know right from wrong. You can't go into a date just expecting to get some just because you don't spend this much money.
Right.
That's not the expectation. And you sending out the wrong vibes doing that.
And that's why when I say that spiciness outside of the bedroom is just as important as spiciness inside of the bedroom. Me, I'm the type of person where I think that foreplay starts way before the bedroom.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? If we're out and about, we're vibing, we're joking around, the camera is going. They see
you. You said it started before the bedroom. I'm talking.
Lord. So if you if you're out and about and you're vibing and you're having a good time, even like when you're at work and we're texting all day and all that, it's like foreplay. A lot of people sexualize so much in a relationship to the point where it's like foreplay has to be sexualized. We're not touching each other. It's not foreplay. It's like have to learn how to allow your partner's words and action to start that process of making love to you before that physical touch.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And a lot of times that's what date nights can do. That's why when the quote says that it's reigniting that spark that started it all, when you first had that first moment with your partner, the first thing that went through your head probably wasn't, oh, I wonder what that's like in the bedroom. No, it's like, wow, I am blown away by the pure image, by the aura, by what this person is, you know, feeding to my mind, feeding to my brain before you even touch the body.
That's what I'm saying. It's a mental thing.
Exactly. So when it comes to like date nights and stuff like that, it's doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And look, I honestly believe that we probably talked about this before. Mental, right?
Mm-hmm.
If I make you, I can go to you about anything. I make you feel sexy.
Mm.
You make me feel good. You make me feel handsome. So,
I'll make you feel sexy. I'll make you feel handsome.
Yeah, both, okay?
I'll make you feel sophisticated and handsome.
But I'm saying, like, if I tell you, baby, you're lovely.
You look beautiful today. They can't hear what you're saying.
You look beautiful.
Okay. You got a little too low. Very wide.
I wake up happy. Every day I see your face. Okay? That'll do wonders with you mentally. I mean, all that's true, by the way. I ain't just saying that.
I appreciate
that. Let's say that. But now you know, man, this man really care about me. This man love me. So the mental and the physical together plays a toll on the emotional. Okay. So, and that's what it's all about.
Right.
That's what it's all about. I mean, because at the end of the day, that's what I said, you'll know when it's real. Because if I could talk to you and make you feel a certain type of way without touching you.
Not a lot of people can do that, though.
Not a lot of people.
That's why I said it's the difference between having that, like, connection and just having game.
You'll know for the game. It's 2025. A lot of game recognize game. You know what I'm saying? You'll know for the game because you can tell some people can't see past the fakeness. But those of us that been out there know when it's authentic. Okay. So maybe somebody new, like a college student or something like that, that's getting swept off her feet by somebody. They might not be able to determine the difference between whether somebody brown game or not. But if you out there, you don't been out there, man. Come on, bro. That ain't never game. We know.
I don't know. Some people game that good. But yeah, that right there, that connection is what outweighs you know, the check a lot of times. And foreplay, quote unquote, that we're talking about, it doesn't have to be sitting across from a plate of lobster.
Yeah.
It can be going to the park, throwing out a blanket.
Yeah, going to the park.
Music on. Hey, we vibe sometimes when we just put a playlist on.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the game we play? The card game. I'm talking about. I'm
trying to see if you know the song.
No, it's that card game we got where it's like different questions.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. It's like the road. Something about road test or something. No. I forgot.
It's some connection.
Yeah.
It's something connection. But just sitting down there, just playing that, you know, talking, music going in the background.
Yeah.
Nice little drink. You know what I'm saying? That right there.
In the car?
No. Okay. I said the card.
Oh, game. Okay. My bad. My fault.
Sweet baby Jesus. Listening to your partner is another thing that's extremely, extremely, extremely sexy.
Okay, you said, I thought you said card.
Let's
okay.
move on to this next part. We finna wrap this up because we 45 minutes. Anyone who knows me and follows me on the TikTok, they know that I do 5 gyms.
Okay.
Right? 5 gyms to help keep your energy expensive. And that is a segment where I drop 5 things of knowledge to help, you know, improve your lifestyle just a smidge. You know what I'm saying? So with this right here, I came up with 5 gyms for date night.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And you gonna tap in with me. Cool?
That's fine. I got you.
Number 1.
Okay.
Vibes are more than venue. Vibes matter more than venue.
Mm-hmm. So
you agree with that?
You saying like how we feeling and how we, you know, saying how's going during that time is better. It's more than
the venue
where I'm taking you. Where we at? At that
right.
Point. Yeah, I agree.
Because there's times where you and I. We'll get into an argument before date night, and it throws the whole date night off.
Yeah.
And I don't care where we're sitting at. I can be sitting across the seat from Beyonce herself. If me and you got into it before the date night, the vibe's just not going to be there.
Yeah, it's going.
Regardless of the venue.
It's going to play so, a
foot. Number one is vibes matter more than venue, okay?
Yep.
Number 2.
All right.
When you budget a date, budgeting dates, it forces creativity.
Yeah.
Nothing speaks to your partner more than you going out there, being creative, and using what you have to make something great happen. You know, one of the things that I used to appreciate about you so much?
Used to?
Yes. You What's don't do that? It no more.
Oh, snap. For real? What is this?
It used to not be the gifts that you gave me.
Yeah.
It's every time you gave me a gift, you gave me a card. And inside of that card, you always wrote me a note. Like, it was a long, pouring your heart out note.
Mm-hmm.
Now you just sign it from Chad. But.
Really?
Back yonder, that right there, I used to appreciate way more than the gifts.
Okay.
And that's what stood out to me the most. Like, I think I have almost every card you have ever given me.
Yeah.
Because that right there is what stood out the most. It wasn't the gifts. It wasn't the chocolates. It was the time that you took to actually sit back and write a handcrafted note to me. To the point. That sometimes when we got into arguments, I used to just go sit back and reread your notes because it's like, this right here is why I fell in love with this guy. And this right here is what's going to keep me here because a part of me is wanting to go outside his head.
Well, so, I didn't know that they made you feel that way.
Yeah, it wasn't nothing expensive. It wasn't nothing extravagant that you did. It wasn't no immaculate thing that you did, and we've done some great stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that trip to the Netherlands was amazing.
Yeah.
Paying for the mini bar afterwards wasn't. But the trip was amazing. So it's like we've done some great things. But, yeah, that the cards, the creativity of you just sitting down, pouring your heart out, that right there is what really stood out to me.
Huh.
Yep.
Duly noted.
Number three.
Okay.
Sometimes, not all the times, but sometimes you do have to splurge just a little to keep the excitement going.
Okay. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I get it.
As much as I do love our at-home dates.
Yeah.
As much as I do love going to dinners with you.
Yeah.
As much as I do love, you know, spending that time with you. We have that 777 rule for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Where we have to go out at least, what is it, every 7 weeks to a hotel and get away from the rest of the world.
Got to.
It's that little splurge. Doesn't have to be nothing expensive. We don't have to fly to Dubai.
Mm-hmm.
But splurging a little, even if it's just for the weekend, even if it's just a different city in the state that you live in, just that small splurge to just get away for that one night.
Yeah.
Is sometimes that reset.
Yeah.
That we need.
Yeah, we need. Exactly.
In a relationship.
And look, every couple are going to have their own. Just because something works for us don't mean it'll work for you. But this is what works for us. And you got to have that time to be alone with your partner.
Mm-hmm.
Got to have that time. You know, because it's not just physically. It's an emotional and mental thing, too.
Right.
So being able to just look into your eyes.
Watch your eyes get so big when you say that was spooky.
I was trying to intensify the moment.
Look in your eyes. That looked a little stalkerish.
I got your attention, though.
That was scary. All right. Yeah. Number four. We're on number four, right?
Yeah.
Number four. Mix it up a little bit.
Okay.
And don't get too predictable.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody who is anybody.
Yeah.
Does not want the same thing over and over and over again.
Boring.
You become predictable.
Yeah.
You become stationary.
Yeah.
You don't want to do that in your relationship. I said that last podcast. Mm-hmm. I was like, I don't want to get too comfortable in my relationship. And it's not comfortable. Is not in the terms in which, oh, I'm comfortable with my man. I can tell him anything. No, comfortable is like, I'm so used to everything going one way that I don't like adding anything spicy in there.
Yep.
Sometimes, ladies, you need to go online and order that outfit. Okay? Sometimes, fellas, you need to switch it up a little bit and ask your girl what it is you can do for her.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah.
Sometimes, you got to pick up the phone and make that phone call to the restaurant ahead of time and let them know to put something a little special on the table for when y'all get there.
Yeah.
Don't become predictable.
Yeah.
Because predictable is boring.
Yeah, it is.
You know what I'm saying?
It is.
And if you do the same thing in anything, like people listening can take this anyway. You know, if you do the same thing over and over and over again.
Exactly.
It's not exciting anymore. Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
And that does kill a lot of relationships.
Right. So mix it up a little bit.
Yeah.
All right? Mix it up just a little bit.
Don't be stagnant now.
Which brings us to gem number five.
Okay.
Romance is about effort, not expense.
Okay. All right.
Romance in your relationship is about how much effort you put into that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
More so than it's about how much you spend in that relationship.
Yeah, let me tell you something. But yeah, but it's absolutely correct, man. Because I can I can be a rich guy, right? I can, mm-hmm. I can have millions. Mm-hmm. And I could be like, okay, well, baby, we're going to go on a date. Mm-hmm. I can take you to the best restaurant. Mm-hmm. I could be like, baby, we're going to go on vacation. Take you to the Kuta Makata. What a cup.
What?
What do you call it? Kuta Makata? Punta Cana. Punta Cana. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's taking it to the Punta Cana.
But it doesn't matter. Because just doing that is mm-hmm. not... The money's making all the effort. Okay? I'm not actually making any effort to make it something that I did myself for you. Like, you would enjoy, right, if I took you to a nice place and I put in an effort to make that nice. Like, if I said, hey, look, made plans at the restaurant, say, hey, look, when she gets here or when we show up, have a rose sitting on the table. Mm-hmm. When we get to where we're going, we're going to a place to stay tonight. If I did something like made a trail of rose petals and had like a shape, a rose petal heart with candles lit mm-hmm. and chocolates or whatever ready for you. I made an effort to make that much better, not just us showing up to the room.
Right.
So you can make an effort to make things better
again, at all times. That expense that we're talking about, though.
Yeah.
It don't even have to cost no money, bruh.
It don't have to cost
Write your girl a letter and leave it on her seat before she go to work in the morning.
It could be a text.
Go out there, start her car up, get it nice and warm before she take out if in the morning.
Ladies,
make your man a cup of coffee.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I got one for you too. Fellas, mm-hmm. fellas, when you, look, even if you sleep and she's still up, if she says, hey, baby, can you make sure the house is secure? Get up and do it. Get up and do it. She probably can do it, but you the man. Get up and do it. Make sure the doors are locked. Make sure everything is protected. And if you got your little Nina or something, make sure that bad boy's ready to go in case something pop off. Do it.
Yeah, because, like I said, all that is considered foreplay. Hmm. We just started our, Love Dare, right? Mm-hmm. We do a Love Dare challenge, right? So I want to dare the listeners out there in the universe. I dare you guys, for the next week, do at least one special thing for your partner a day.
Yeah.
Even if it's something small.
Yep.
Run her bath water for her. Ladies, freaking help him pick his outfit out for the next day. Because Lord knows dudes need help with their outfits sometimes. Just bare minimum effort and see just how much that pays off.
Yeah.
And see how your life changes just a little bit. See how stuff just gets spiced up a little bit. Yeah. But baby.
Yeah, what's up?
We are almost an hour in, so we're gonna have to wrap this thing up.
It's Friday.
What you wanna leave these people with?
Look, a little goes a long way. Okay? A little goes a long way. If you can't afford to do certain things, don't do it. And if that person that you with cannot understand where you're coming from, maybe you need to rethink on some things. And if you're the person that's expecting a whole lot more than what the person that you're with can do.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You good?
I'm choking baby you,
mother,
sorry.
Baby mother, take my head off my shoulder. But tone it down a little. If that's the person that you want to be with, you'll be willing to sacrifice and tone it down a little bit and do what you can afford to do or what that person can afford to do for you. It's going to get better later on, believe me. We live in testimony of that. I mean, we came from getting meals at churches every night to eating at that Vegas restaurant. What was it called? Top of the World. Mm. That's how I knew. I was like, oh, yeah, we're doing a whole lot better.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
I did not recommend.
Yeah, it wasn't even all that. Church's chicken is actually better.
Right. But I think we ended up going to In-N-Out Burger afterwards.
Yeah, we did. We ended up going up. But that's my point. It's not what you think it is.
Mm-hmm.
The little goes further than these extravagant things that you want to get. And I believe that's the most valuable lesson. You can't value money over love.
Yeah.
All right, what you got, baby? You know you're smarter than me.
I'm not. We play off of each other.
Uh-huh.
So this is what I got, okay? When you are in a relationship, you have to learn how to pay attention to more than just what's in front of you.
Okay.
When you learn to treat your partner like, ooh, okay, Teyana Taylor, right? She just did an interview, right? And she said that Mufasa, what's his name?
Oh, no, that dude's name.
She said that one thing that she loves and appreciates about their relationship is that he treats her like a cup of tea.
Okay.
Yeah, and not a water bottle.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
She said, a water bottle, you know, you fling it all around. You be talking with your hands, all that. But when you have a cup of tea,
mm-hmm.
you walk different.
Mm-hmm.
You hold that cup of tea more delicately.
Mm-hmm.
You try not to spill it.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying?
Man.
That is how you have to be within your relationship. You have to try not to spill your partner.
Mm.
You have to touch your partner more delicately.
Mm.
You have to learn how to appreciate your partner more. Your hands have to learn how to hug the curves a lot more than just in the bedroom.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You have to learn how to foreplay outside of the bedroom.
Yeah.
You have to let your words and your actions speak louder than anything
Absolutely.
In that relationship.
Absolutely.
And when you learn to do that, that right there will intensify your relationship.
And it's true.
You know what I'm saying? That right there will give you that power that you need to.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Take it to the next level.
You know what I'm saying? And maybe, just maybe, if you start treating your spouse like that cup of tea instead of that water bottle, you'll get a spicy.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? And you'll start seeing that difference in your partner.
Yep. Yep.
So I dare you guys to take what I said to heart. I dare you to go out and do that small thing for your partner every day for the next week. Because I guarantee you, if you do it for the next week, it'll become more habitual.
Exactly.
And you'll want to do it more. But for the next week, send that small text message. Write that small letter.
Do it.
Run that bath.
Do it.
Show appreciation. Thank them. And watch how your relationship changes. Watch that shift start happening.
We're telling you because we know.
We're
telling you because we know.
Well, baby, we are almost at an hour mark. It is time to ski daddle on up out
Alrighty
of here.
Then. Alrighty.
Once again, we appreciate you guys listening to the KC Vibe podcast.
Yeah.
If you want to listen to past podcasts, be sure to tune into www.kcvibepodcast.com, www.kcvibepodcast.com. There is a link that you can click on, and it will take you to all of our social medias and all of our past podcasts. If you want to jump on our social medias now, maybe catch up on them five gems, you can hit me up at AO_KO and the number 2. That's AYO_KAYO. And the number 2 on the Ticketed Talk.
Oh, yeah. You can hit me up on TikTok and Instagram at MartyMar86, MartiMar86.
Yep. And that's all I got.
That's all I got. That's all
Remember
we got.
To keep dating your significant other.
Yeah.
Remember to keep stuff spicy outside of the bedroom so it can be even spicier inside of the bedroom.
Spicy meatball.
And you just had to make me. with that, I'm finna end it. Until next time, I am the K.
And I'm the C.
Thanks for vibing with us. Bye.